Welcome to True Kinship with Animals, where we believe we all do better when all creatures do better. I'm your host, Janet Roper, identifying as she and they, and supported and sustained by Salish and Pondere Land. In this episode, we're talking about some changes we humans can make in practicing true kinship with animals. This podcast gives you stories, conversations, and suggestions on how you can deepen your relationship with animals by freeing yourself from the inherited colonized beliefs and assumptions we've all been socialized into and relating to animals through a new place of understanding. Thank you for engaging with this podcast by making a financial contribution, listening, subscribing, and sharing. Your financial support and social media engagement makes my work sustainable and is ever so much appreciated. You'll find my social media links and ways to financially support my work on the show page. You're sentient. The animals are sentient. It's time to come together. Doesn't that just sound so easy? But you know what? Come together is such a nebulous phrase, isn't it? I mean, you already live with them, care for them, love, honor, and respect them. What more is there to coming together? Let me tell you a true story about dog Emmy I adopted years ago. I adopted Emmy many years ago when dog Squirt was getting older. My logic at the time was that Squirt could teach Emmy, from a dog's perspective, how things worked at the Roper household. And having two dogs was twice as much fun as one dog, right? And folks, I gotta tell you, things did not go as planned. Squirt became extremely possessive of me and domineering over Em. She wouldn't let Emmy get close to me, causing Emmy to become more anxious. Emmy wouldn't eat. She started panting, shaking, and submissive peeing. The three cats showed their angst and displeasure by hissing and smacking Emmy, hiding and throwing up. One of my cats, Billy, developed a UTI and needed vet care. It was a rough couple of months as we got used to each other, and Emmy became an accepted member of the household. In hindsight, I recognize there were many things I could have done differently to ensure an easier and more serene integration process for all of us. I assumed Emmy was the only one who would be the change in the household. I did not allow for the fact that adding her into a household drastically changed the dynamics for all of us. Squirty and the cats had become accustomed to each other and their lifestyle. They were comfortable with how things were, and they knew their places within the house. Adding Emmy into the family mix meant that each and every one of us had to make allowances and changes to create a new way of being together. In hindsight, I wish I had not acted as immediately as I did when I first thought about getting a new dog. I wish I had not forced the animals to immediately interact with Emmy. And I wish I'd followed the animals' lead as they set the pace for integration. If I were to do this again, I would use my intuition and imagination to guide and smooth the process along. I would include using a divinatory tool like a pendulum or even tarot cards. Using whatever tool I would have chosen at the time, I would have watched it for any changes in the tensions as we worked things out. Using an object that you aren't attached to, like a divinatory tool, as a substitute for your relationship helps you assess more clearly and with less attachment the changes that may be occurring in the relationship. When it comes to divinatory tools, use whichever one comes forward for you or that you feel comfortable with. One thing you can do is to ask a tool to come forward and work with you. You may not get an answer immediately, and that's okay. As a matter of fact, it may take a few days for a tool to come forward, and that's okay, because you and the tool need to get to feel comfortable with each other. So how will you know when one comes forward? That answer is individual for everyone. Do you already have a way of recognizing your intuition at work? If so, use that. If not, here are some positive ways it might show up. You might hear an inner voice. You might see the tool in your mind's eye. Or you might get a feeling or a knowing that a certain tool is the one for you. Once the tool has come forward, thank it and take the time to get to know each other. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Does it have a particular feel or smell or sound? Does it have a name? When you feel comfortable with the tool, You can begin working with it and an animal family member. Watch the tool to see how it is behaving. What is it doing? Is it relaxed or not? Does it feel energetic or tired? And also watch the animal to see how they are reacting. Use this as a baseline for how the relationship is between the animals and you. Check the tool at least daily and make the needed tweaks so that all of you become more comfortable. If with Emmy and the other family members, I had taken the time to ask and answer these questions and any others that might have come up, it would have made a world of difference in easing all of us into one connected, relaxed household. Here's an invitation for you to join me and other kindred spirits on this path of true kinship with animals. My work is devoted to helping you show up in the world for animals from the fullness of your authentic self. I hope this encourages you to look at your relationship with animals differently so that a new place of understanding begins to open for you. If you enjoy and/or benefit from this podcast, become a financial supporter. Your financial support makes my work sustainable and allows me to continue providing you with the guests and life-changing information you hear on this podcast. Supporting my work by making a financial contribution or shopping my wish list at janetroper.com shows your appreciation and is greatly welcomed. Thank you all for the continued support and for listening to this podcast. Thank you for being a part of the True Kinship with Animals community. Just for today, remember, we all do better when all creatures do better. Until next time, take good care.